Well, another major housing plan today, a fourth in 12 years, 300,000 homes promised by 2030. Yet there's record homelessness, over 16,500, including 5,200 children without homes. Well, our reporter Peter O'Connell has been to Limerick, where families are crying out for somewhere to call their own.
There's five washing machines to suit 198 apartments, which have three people living in each.
And that's Melissa. She's a mother of two young children who live with her in cramped student accommodation in Limerick.
This is temporary accommodation, it's supposed to be, when you're coming in here. But then that temporary just disappears, so you're ending up here 4 years in the end of it.
Melissa has lived in her current apartment for 5 years. Her children are clearly very happy, but she is concerned that their living circumstances are just not suitable in the long run.
I don't know where we're going from here, because in here, something which we weren't told when we did sign our tenancy agreement, our kids have rules. Our kids are not allowed to be kids inside her. Our kids aren't allowed to have toys outside. Our kids aren't allowed a swimming pool, a bicycle outside. Like, they're not allowed to be kids in here. I don't know where I'm going from here.
Today the government are announcing their new national housing strategy. What would you like to hear from her?
I'd like to hear people that is in homeless accommodation, student accommodations, hotels. I'd like for them to actually be given homes, a place where them kids could call home, and where they have a front and a back garden, and they feel safe in behind their own front door, you know, and not in places like this.
Lily is Melissa's neighbour. She's also living long term in student accommodation with her 11 and 14-year-old children.
Living in these type of accommodations, it can wear and tear on your mind, do you know, and your mind can be the darkest places sometimes, and these places definitely wear and tear on your mind. We're putting in 20 euros a day into our electric, and that's being ate alive just by our heaters. Never mind if you wanted to have a shower, or it, God forbid, if we did have a washing machine in here, I don't know how we'd actually keep it going. I drink an awful lot of tea, to be honest, and my kettle is eating away at my electricity, besides having my heaters on and things like that. And that's why we do need the gas fires, the super service here. I nearly got electrocuted the other night with an extension lead. Now, I know you're not meant to do that, having an extension lead plugged into a heater, but that's the only way we can do it.
What does the future hold?
To be honest, I don't think any of us know what the future holds. Like, being a mother here, all of us have gone through thick and thin to find out, can we get out of here, when we can get out of here. It's only meant to be emergency accommodation. I think we've got onto every TD you could know in Limerick, do you know, and it's just fallen on deaf ears. I was in a hotel before I ended up here. It was only meant to be 6 months accommodation. It was really hard for the whole three of us to go through, even into the hotel, to a situation like this with students, do you know. Like, we weren't used to one bit of this at all. We thought we were going to be here for 6 months, and then we were promised that we were going to be housed through my circumstances. And we're here 5 years later.
Louise also lives in Limerick City. She's had to move home to her parents along with her young son.
I moved back to my mum and dad's house, which I'm very grateful that I actually have that opportunity, because they're brilliant with my son. I've never, ever thought that they'd be so good with him. I'm blessed that I have a couch to sleep on.
You sleep on a couch in your parents' home?
And my child sleeps in the next to me, right beside me.
Do you consider yourself homeless, or do you consider yourself lucky because you have somewhere to stay?
Oh, I do find myself very lucky. It's just, I wish my son could have a kind of better accommodation for himself, because we are overcrowded at the moment. That's why I'm sleeping on the couch.
In the long run, what would you like to see happening?
My own home, to actually make the magic of Christmas. Do you know, like, with Santa coming and everything like that, everyone expects to have their own home. But it's not very easy in this economy.
The government are announcing their new housing plan today. What would you like to hear?
I'd appreciate if they thought of the people that are in these accommodations, in these actual structures that are not safe for kids. Like, you can't have a child actually be a child in these accommodations. It's just not fair on the children.
Do you feel listened to? Do you feel that you have a voice?
No. Straight out, no. If I don't have a voice, no one else has a voice. And, like, I'm the loudest person in the room, I'll tell you that. Everyone can tell you that I'm the loudest person in the room. But if I can't get my voice heard, what's going to happen for my son? If his voice can't be heard, then you'll hear me louder.
Across the city on what is a wet, wintry November night, Pamela is resigned to another evening in temporary accommodation in a hotel with her 10-year-old son. It's the second time in 3 years that they found themselves homeless.
Well, I was just getting to settle myself in, and then I got the letter saying that they are selling the apartment.
How difficult is it to get somewhere to rent in the rental market in Limerick?
Very difficult. It is difficult, especially for people who are going for help. I suppose the ones that are most of the landlord wants private tenants. So for us people with the help, it's very difficult for us to get any landlord that will accept us.
Do you see any way out of here, Pamela, or is there any end in sight?
I would like to be to a place where I will be able to cook food for my son and wash clothes, and without the need of going to travel to do that. Just having a normal life, because this is not normal.
Peter O'Connell reporting from Limerick there. It's now 8:20.